In 1978, Phillips became the first woman and black person elected to statewide office when she won a race for Secretary of State. A subcommittee of the State Capitol and Executive Residence Board gave their preliminary approval to the statue. Phillips' son Michael told the committee he hopes it will remain up for hundreds of years.
In 100 years, hopefully, it won't be a strange thing to have a person of color in the governor's office.
Last year's protests against racial injustice sparked the idea to honor Phillips. If approved by the full board, the statue would join two others damaged during those protests. Christine Hatfield, Wisconsin Public Radio.